everybody. Welcome. We're live in Paris, France, and we're here on spring break and we're working, but we're living because I wanted to make sure that we got Motivation Monday out on the air.
That's right. This is Sell or Die.
Yeah, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
And we are live on Facebook, live from Paris, France. Many people think, well, geez, how the heck do you do that? And the answer is about 60 years ago, 50 something years ago, they sent a couple of people to the moon. And there are doubts that they ever went to the moon. No one would swear on the Bible that they went to the moon, all kinds of crazy things. And we don't think they went to the moon, but we are definitely in Paris. Come here, Gabrielle. Come here. I want to prove, we have to prove that we're in Paris, correct? Gabrielle, where are we?
Flying Uranus.
For those of you who couldn't understand, she said we're flying to Uranus. That's her favorite place planet. To go.
Yeah. But we did yesterday, we did make these macaroons at the macaroon cooking store.
Here's what they look like. They actually look pretty professional.
Yeah, we had lemon ones. Don't eat when you're talking.
Seriously.
It's rude.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know what Sell or Die is, and this is your first time joining, maybe you're off from work today and haven't caught us on Facebook Live yet.
Oh.
Sell or Die is our podcast where we help salespeople, sales managers, people in sales, CEOs, entrepreneurs sell. Because if you're not selling, you're dying.
And we are here live to talk about a very important subject, I think. But it came to us today as we were walking on the streets. Yeah, by the way, send hearts if you have ever been to Paris.
Yeah, and please share this. Share this out. What happens is we'll do it on Facebook Live today, and then it goes live on our podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcast. Just search for Sell or Die. But share this out with your network, with your friends. Like it. And the first person to share and write shared in the comments will get something from Paris, France.
A free croissant. No, something. We'll bring you back.
We will send you something when we get back that we bring back from Paris.
Yeah.
Let's say hello to people on here. We have Rachel Berlin. I'm actually off today, so I have time to watch. Thanks for joining us, Rachel.
Thank you.
Joel Davidson from Alabama. Roger from Layton, Utah. Mark, is this show typically broadcast at 12:15? Mark, we are actually going to talk about that in the episode today, but we are trying to come up with a consistent time. Give us some likes if this time is good for you.
Yeah.
Rachel's from Kohler, Wisconsin. Mark from Louisville. When will Jeffrey ever have one of his shows in my town?
Where? Louisville?
Louisville.
Okay. We'll do one.
I don't know when. Kirby, thank you. Your podcasts are the best. Mark has been to Paris, London, Kentucky. Rachel shared. Rachel is the winner of something to be determined cool from Paris. So thank you, Rachel.
We're going to get you an exact replica of the Eiffel Tower sold by some guy from Nigeria who sells them for a buck outside the tower.
We'll bring back something cooler than that, I promise.
No. They're cool. It's like a little Eiffel Tower souvenir. I'm sorry. It's not a buck. It's a euro here.
Oh,
a euro is worth about a nickel. A dollar is worth about a nickel now to the euro.
Yeah.
But anyway, what we wanted to talk about today was a subject that's very important to you and equally as inconceivable to us. The topic is consistency. And I want to make sure that you are doing the things that are consistent for you to win in your world. Consistency breeds success. And most people give up way too early.
Yep.
I consistently have been going to Paris since 1967. Whoa.
How's that turn out for you?
So far, so good. I can speak 2,000 words of French, but no verbs. I actually was going to study French here, but they were so rude that I went to Germany and studied German. But that's another story for another day. And a lot of people think French people don't like Americans, but that's not true. French people don't like anybody. We're just part of the deal. And we only have to ask for breakfast 3 or 4 times when we're sitting in there. But that's the country. You deal with it because it's wonderful for food, fashion, ambiance.
I don't care about having to ask more than once.
Right. Okay.
You're in Paris,
right.
You know?
So let's talk about your consistency. I want you to take a moment.
Hey, Ron. Hard. What's up, Ron?
Diehards out there, I want you to take a couple of moments with a pen or your fingers with your iPhone and talk about the thing that you have done most consistently that is winning for you at this moment. And I'm going to give you
Write about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just sit, type it out so you know what it is. We're getting some photo bombs here.
Hello, Gabby.
So I've been writing since 1992. It has brought me 13 books. I do it consistently. I never miss. I'm making certain that I've published 13 books since then. Writing wins. Now, the question is, what are you doing consistently? What is it? What do you do consistently, Jen?
I read consistently. I write consistently. I work out consistently. Although I did have a lapse in my working out for a while, a couple of months.
Yeah.
And that wasn't fun.
So what do you got? I post up there. What do you do consistently that you're the most proud of? And what has won you success? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know is your goal to continue to do it? Because if you continue to do it, you're going to win. If you don't continue to do it, obviously it's not important enough for you to be able to make happen.
Don says, good afternoon, Jeffrey. Good afternoon, Don. Ron says, bonjour.
Oh, well, how French.
I love it. Gabrielle would like us to read your comments. So if you write in, we will make sure to read them. She just whispered that to me.
Oh, cool. Gabrielle wants to read the comments.
She is very...
Sure, I'll
you'll read the comments. Okay, she is very good at social
reading.
Media.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she is. Okay, so when we started this podcast, I don't know how many of you diehards out there have been listening consistently from the first episode. But when we started this podcast, we were sort of haphazard about it. Would you say,
yep,
Jeffrey?
I would.
We wanted to do a podcast, but we weren't the best at being consistent at it. And
but we took the advice of our producer, the great Doug Branson, who said, if you're not going to take this seriously, then stop doing it. But if you're going to take it seriously, then start doing it better.
Yes. And he said, if you're going to take it seriously and choose to take it seriously, then what you need to do is you need to be consistent, meaning you need to put out an episode the same time every week. Right, Doug? Can we hear Doug?
No.
Oh. That's right.
Thanks, Doug, for that affirmation.
All right, cool. I was looking for like a bell or, you know, some fun chime here.
Anyway.
But anyway, so we sat down and we said, okay, so is this really something we want to do?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's commit to it and let's be consistent about it. So once we decided to commit to it, we decided to put in a ton of energy and effort and be consistent about it. And then the question is for you, what are you committing to every week?
So our commitment is...
We have some here.
I know. Gabrielle, okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. So Roger says, I network consistently. Ron says, I learn even if you already know or think you do.
Cool.
Kirby says,
come on, guys, give some likes for Gabrielle.
Reading something positive each morning in bed with my coffee, usually something out of Jeffrey's books.
Rachel Hopefully one says, of my chapters is get your butt out of bed.
That's at the end. It's kick your own ass.
Right.
Rachel says, I'm a consistent student. I love to learn. And Tom says, waking up at 5, reading, praying, thinking deeply with a cup of coffee, then working, then planning for the day. Finally, I am blogging weekly.
Hey, Tom, do you like bulletproof coffee? I drink bulletproof coffee too. I even brought bulletproof to Paris. It's awesome. Good.
This
look
is
all those likes, Gabrielle.
This is a city of coffee. When you don't have to ask for espresso, you just say coffee and they bring you espresso.
Cafe si buffet.
Right. If you say Cafe American, they look at you and they say, we're out of it.
Well, they don't have water.
The challenge here, of course, is adapting to the culture. Everyone has a different culture and everyone has a different style. And I like, in sales, you have to adapt to the culture of the company that you're trying to sell to. You have to adapt to the person that you're trying to sell to, not manipulatively, but just, you know, in a human way. And here, the culture is more transactional than it is emotional. And you have to get used to that because since Gabrielle was born, we've been coming to Paris literally every year. And many of the same people, the same crepe guy, the same delicatessen guy, the same bakery guy, cookie guy, yeah. All the same people. And I challenge them that they're not as happy as they could be. They seem to be smiley because they remember me and they'll say hello to me. But deep down, are they happy people? I don't know. And the reason I don't know is there's no real incentive for people here. Salespeople deal with a salary, not too much of a commission. It's just a different
or
kind
tips.
Of
tips. A lot of like yeah. the waitresses and waiters here don't even make tips. So
yeah, it's no pretty tough. It's a right. tough environment. And they have macaroons, of course. I think that's the most important part of their society is that are the bakeries that are open every day and have the most amazing bread on the planet. The coffee is amazing. The crepes are amazing. It's just an amazing food place, right? We ate in an Italian place last night that we discovered last year, and it's phenomenal. I mean, the food is just amazing. The service is always iffy, mm-hmm. always iffy. And they tell you what you can have and what they can't do, but it's Paris. You just deal with it.
That's fine. I mean, I don't care because we're in Paris. So this is Motivation Monday. Oh. And we want to get you guys motivated. We don't want to talk about the crap of, you know, whatever goes on where it's not as good service anymore. We're going to move on. We're going to get to motivation. Some of you, Tom, you mentioned that you're getting back to blogging weekly. What are some things that you guys haven't been doing that you want to get back to? And ask yourself, what's been preventing you from doing it? Because for us, like if we go back to the sell or die example, that we wanted to commit to it, but we weren't committing to it consistently, we weren't making it a priority. Would you say?
Not that we
didn't have time. We could make the time. We just weren't making the time to do it. Here's we weren't allocating it.
Everybody wants to improve. Everybody wants to get better. Everybody wants to be more wealthy. Everybody wants to be considered great at what they do. But most people are not willing to allocate themselves or to dedicate themselves to the consistency of making that happen. If you ride on Miami Beach on the beach? Yeah.
The strip?
Down in Sobe, in South Beach. You'll see people roller skating down the street, and those people are ripped. I mean, you don't see fat guys rollerblading down the 101 or Collins Avenue.
Not very well.
But they're consistently doing it.
Yeah.
They didn't get that way in a day. They got there day by day. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's a great salesperson, I'm a great salesperson. I'm going to get greater. But I got there day by day. I started selling in 1972. So 73, 74, that's a long time. And
I wasn't born.
No. But I study it in a way that I'm eager to learn. And I learn new things all the time. And sometimes people pull it on me and I get it and I love it. But the challenge is, are you a consistent student? Are you willing to consistently do the things that it takes for you to get to be great at what you want to do? Or do you just go, nah, I can make another $100 a week someplace else. I think I'll go someplace else.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people commit to doing something and then they don't put all of their focus and energy into getting that thing done. So if you want to become the best salesperson, how much time are you spending every day trying to learn how to be the best? You know, how much time are you spending every day learning? Working with customers, getting feedback, doing the things you need to do, seeking mentors, whatever it may be, doing the things you need to do to become the best.
And I think if you do that, you're more willing to prove to the world that you're getting better at what you want to do.
Prove to the world and prove to yourself.
Well, you prove it to yourself because you realize you're getting better and you feel yourself getting better mm-hmm. and you get more. You can tell if you're getting better because you have more self-confidence. Mm-hmm. You can tell if you're getting better because you feel better about yourself when you look in the mirror in the morning. And you can tell that you're getting better if you just decide for yourself that you're going to wake up and tell yourself it's going to be a great day and tell yourself you're going to have a good time. And sometimes it's not that great of a day. And sometimes I don't want you to fake it until you make it. I want you to live it in advance. You wake up in the morning and you don't have to fake you're going to have a great day. You just tell yourself, I'm going to have a great day today.
And then you and have then you a great day.
But it will include the consistency of what will make you great. So maybe it's dedicating half an hour or dedicating an hour, but whatever it is, you want to make sure you do it.
So here's the deal. Back to Seller Diet. We decided we were going to commit to this. And now we're in Paris. And we could be anywhere. We could be visiting the Eiffel Tower right now. We could be visiting a museum right now. We're eating a great dinner right now.
Let's get the hell out of here.
We decided we're going to commit to it and we're going to be consistent about it. And so we are here because we can't just ask you to be consistent. We have to do that too. And so when it came down to it, we planned ahead. We got with Doug and we said, well, let's do it at this time, right?
Yep.
And so think about in advance, there's always going to be some excuse for why you can't do something, some reason, something or some person to blame for why you can't or why something is difficult to do. And you need to figure out how you can do it.
So Gabrielle's going to read a few more things.
More comments.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, here we go. Thank you, Gabrielle. Let's hear that one.
Great job, Gabrielle. Yeah, Gabrielle, so smart, so beautiful. She has great mentors. Smash that share button. That's for you. I try to constantly schedule.
Hi, Amy.
I try to constantly or consistently?
Consistently schedule time to take care of my not so pleasant tasks, block it out, get it over with, and go on with my day.
Cool.
I'll need to be and will be more consistent with shooting sales videos.
You do that, Roger. Send us one.
Roger. Yeah. Roger, you're my sales sensei. Roger. And then he sent emojis.
Hola, Raphael.
And then
Tom.
Tom, the lizard brain garden or residence crucified gets me. Unless I'm really careful, then I hear a great quote, motivation is for amateurs. Do the work, whether I feel like it or not, whether the work to say good day or not, and the work gets better. Like Jeffrey says, live it in advance.
Cool.
Okay, so we call it Motivation Monday because that happens to be the alliterative piece or the onomatopoeia of what we're trying to convey. And if it were me, it would be Inspiration Monday, but there's no pizzazz.
It just doesn't roll off your tongue.
Exactly.
Sorry.
But I have been a person who's tried to be inspired his whole life and inspire other people.
Why don't you explain your difference in terms of meanings of motivation versus inspiration? Because a lot of people still use the word motivation and don't get the difference.
Yeah, interestingly, I belong to the National Speakers Association, or did belong. I think I'm dropping my membership. But the biggest category is motivational speaker. Like, dude, I don't want to be a motivational speaker. I want to be an inspirational speaker. And you can think about your high school teacher, your college professor, the people that inspired you the most are the people you still either talk about or maintain contact with. That's number one. Motivation lasts for a day or two. Inspiration can last for a lifetime. I maintain if you want to motivate somebody, motivate yourself. It's very difficult for people to motivate others, but they can inspire others. And you can see it all day on Twitter. You can see it all day on Facebook. You can see it all day on LinkedIn or YouTube. You look at the inspirational messages that people have posted that get reposted or that get shared or they get liked or they get subscribed to. Those are the things that matter right now. And it's very difficult for people to understand the difference between motivation and inspiration because motivation is the word they heard all their life.
Well, next episode on either next Monday's episode or the following one, let's talk about people who have inspired us.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to find people who have motivated you or people who have motivated me. Like, I motivate myself.
I motivate myself too, but that doesn't mean that I'm not looking for, somebody to just kick me in the ass and give me a way to go. I can tell you that people stop me on the airplane or on the street. It's inspirational to me. I got your book. We were in a barbecue place the other day and I walked down the aisle and somebody looked at me, pointed at me and go, Red Book. I'm like, yeah, Red Book. So that guy
that
got
is a, pretty cool, Jeffrey.
That guy got a free Red Book, and he was inspired by it. I can guarantee.
So Roger says inspiration lasts, motivation doesn't. That's true. Yeah. That's
now motivation true. Can last for a day or two, but inspiration can last for a lifetime. You don't. Yeah. I don't want to pump somebody up. I want them to pump themselves up, and I want them to feel as though this is something for them that will help them and inspire them for a lifetime.
So what we're hoping we're doing for you on Motivation Monday is actually inspiring you.
Giving you that kick in the bucket.
That's right. Tom says inspiration feeds intrinsic motivation. I like that.
Very intelligent, I like Tom. That, Tom. Very, I very like intelligent. That, Mark?
Jeffrey, why don't you create a category in your eZener podcast as Inspirational Speaker of the Week?
Okay, cool. Actually, what I'd like to do is create Inspirational Video of the Week to people that would just send me something on LinkedIn or Facebook or my email, jeffrey@kittimer.com, and we'll stick it up there. If somebody's really good, I'm happy to promote
them. That's a challenge. That's a challenge.
So if you have something and you want to share it, then damn, share it. I would tell you also, and this is pretty interesting, and this is probably the reason that we are doing this on our quasi holiday. I'm inspired by Paris.
Yeah.
I'm inspired by all the things that are here, and it continues to be inspirational to me. And that's why I have consistently done it.
So I was at Merci today, which is the coolest store with everything you never need. It's like a gift store, and they have a cafe. Mm-hmm. You've been to the cafe, and the cafe is a used bookstore. And all these really cool books, like floor to ceiling books, and then seats where you can sit. And it was full. So the waitress said, why don't you go sit in the other restaurant with the cinema? It's called Cinema Merci or whatever. It's right next door. I said, no, I want to sit with the books. I came here to sit with the books because to me, that's inspirational. So I was seeking inspiration and she just,
yeah,
you know,
it took it away. this is for you, this Motivational Monday. I think that you need to look at your own backyard. I think that you need to look at the things that have motivated you or inspired you over the course of the last decade and decide what you're going to consistently dedicate yourself to. Decide what things you're going to do for life and what things you're going to do forever that will help others and gratify you. You know, be that will help fulfill you. I write for gratification, fulfillment, and to help other people. And there's legacy involved in that, and that's why I do it. I'm here for 8 days. I'm going to be writing.
Cool. Yeah. I love that, Jeffrey. I want to go back to that challenge that Jeffrey just threw out there to come up with an inspirational video. And for those of you who know people who are doing those kinds of videos, why don't you hashtag them with Sell or Die and tag us both in the video rather than sending it to your email. And this way we can find them on social media and capture the best videos to publish.
Yep. If you, you know, I have an Instagram account, Jeffrey Gittimer or at Jeffrey Gittimer. And I do things that are inspirational to me, but I do it consistently. And I've been doing it for the last several years and it works. I have thousands of followers.
For those of you just joining us, consistency is the theme of today's meeting. Today is Motivation Monday.
And if you're just joining us, this is Sell or Die Motivation Monday. And you should tomorrow.
Please share this out to your network.
And right. We're live from Paris and we're doing the best we possibly can under the circumstances. You know, it's tough over here. You got to have fresh bread every morning.
Croissant.
It's horrible. Coffee, so bad. And then you have to go out on the street and you see the most beautiful architecture in the world. Yesterday, we took a class to make macaroons.
Guys, these things are literally, if you follow my Instagram, I put a whole story up. But these macaroons are the hardest things in the world to create.
Yeah, but look how perfect this one is, huh?
That is a good one.
That's the one I made. Gabrielle made them. You had to be 12 to be in a class, and she used her fake ID to get in at 9.
No, she used her sales skills.
Right, and her 100-euro fee to get in. But the bottom line is, it was fun and inspiring. And for the last 3 or 4 times that we've been to Paris, we consistently take a class. Mm-hmm. We consistently go to museums. We're going to take a train to Brussels on Wednesday to visit the Magritte Museum, which is my personal favorite modern artist. And I'm going to meet an old friend there from the Dale Carnegie office in Brussels. And I mean, this is the consistency of doing this is what wins. And I want you to be a winner. I want you to win more in your life. And the only way you're going to do it is by consistency. And for the young people that are job hopping out there because you're looking for a greener pasture, I'm telling you, eat the grass or smoke the grass in your own backyard. And try to stay at it until you get something better for yourself and be a better person. Don't leave something for money. Leave something for value. And go do something that you absolutely love to do, and it will pay you huge dividends.
Oh, Wes is here. Hey, Wes. Tom says, tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Exactly. Thanks for the sacrifice. Hey, guys, while you're here, submit your questions. Jeffrey, if you want to know how to make macaroons, you can even ask that to us because we now know how. But submit your questions, submit comments. Tell us what you're going to sell this week. What's like the one thing you're going to do no matter what this week? We want to know.
And
Ashley's here. Ashley, how you feeling? Oh, I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, Ashley.
Mark, I just passed on my Facebook network a great video on how to create macaroons. It looks easy to make.
Yeah, it's real easy to make.
It is so difficult. Oh, man. You have to have the something at an exact temperature before you put it into the blender, and the blender has to be at an exact speed, and then you have to reduce it at an exact new temperature. It's crazy town. It took us 3.5 hours, but they're really good and so much more satisfying when you make them yourself.
Yeah. Instead of $2 a macaroon, they're like $50 a macaroon.
Tom says value, not money, not dollars. Yes. John says, what's up, Jeffrey? The football make it home okay?
The football made it home perfectly well.
This is the coolest thing, John. Jeffrey is like obsessed with that football, let me tell you.
I was given...
Dave, hey, what's up, Dave?
I was given a signature flooring. I did a seminar for them, and they gave me an autographed football from the Super Bowl. I know. Autographed by you know who, the MVP of the Super Bowl, Nick Foley.
You know, it's funny. And it's we were going to get through a sell or die episode, one, without mentioning the Eagles. But, John, it's worth it to mention it last time.
I almost cried. I almost cried when they gave me that ball.
Secretly cried.
It's a game used ball, and it sits on my desk right now so I can see it every day. But I'm so grateful to them for doing that because it's a lifetime memory.
Wait, so John, he sent me a picture of the bag it was in on the airplane. He's like, you're never going to guess what I got. I'm like, what? You can't do that. And then he took off. So the whole rest of the plane, I was wondering what was in the bag. But he was super excited about it. Yeah. Oh, man. Zach, our favorite young hustler, Zach Krupp is here. What up? What up? What up?
I also must say that we beat the New England Patriots.
Ron wants
41-33. Yeah, 41-33. It wasn't that close. We actually beat the crap out of him, and Tom Brady pulled his normal horseshit at the end of the game, but still fell short. And I'm so happy. He was such a great sportsman to stay on the field after the game.
But
wait, he didn't. He cried off the field like the baby. Oh, did he just retire? Did somebody confirm that Tom Brady just retired? Or was that an April Fool's thing?
I have no idea. Wait, so
they don't have April Crybaby Day. They only have April Fool's.
The story with John giving you the football is so cool to me because they could have, first of all, they didn't have to give you anything.
Correct.
Okay. They paid your fee. That was great.
Yeah.
They didn't have to give you anything, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have given you anything. They could have given you flowers. They could have given you a gift card to a restaurant.
Or
they
a jacket
could
have given with their name on it.
Right. Something with their name on it.
Right.
They could have given you anything under the sun, but what they gave you
was it
showed they got to know you. They wanted to build a relationship.
If I would have built a wish list, that would have been the top of my list.
Yeah.
I mean, literally at the top of my list. So
I can't believe you beat me to it because I should have bought that for him.
Yeah. But listen, the bottom line is, and I don't know whether I said thank you 5 million times or not, but thank you again.
That is so freaking.
And tell Bobby and tell all the other people that are there that I'm so grateful for it.
Look how grateful he is. Now ask yourself, what are you getting your customers?
Consistently. So McDonald's, I expect another one next week.
No.
I don't.
No, but seriously, are you getting them something personal and memorable, or are you getting them something that they're just going to put in a box and say thanks, you know, or maybe the trash can and say thanks?
Well, listen, though, but here's the deal. The consistency of anything is what will win for you. And what they're doing is thinking about how memorable they can be. And that's going to manifest itself in how memorable they can be to their other customers as well.
Dave says he's very grateful. He told me about it last week. He's telling everybody.
Yeah.
It's so true. He's exactly. So grateful.
Reminds me of an old joke, but it's not appropriate for Facebook Live.
Mark is going college campus touring spring break week. Cool. That's fun. Enjoy that.
Yep.
And especially the application applying part.
I'm assuming you're going to, it's for the enrollment of a child rather than your particular enrollment. But that's just a guess.
Zach saw the macaroons the other day. That's right, Zach.
Cool. All right. So listen, here's the deal. We are here in Paris. We will be back again consistently
and
at least once more this year.
And our goal is to be doing this every Monday at 12:15 Eastern time. But let us know in the comments, whether you're watching the replay or right now, if that's a good time for you.
Please.
Because we want to be here at a time that is going to be great for you to be able to join and to be able to join with your sales teams so that you guys can have a part of your Monday meeting with us.
Right. We're here to converse with you. If you ask a question, we will answer it. If you have a concern, we will deal with it. If you have an idea, we will accept it and extol it and steal it. But but I think that the whole idea is for us to be able to be accessible and be approachable and be and to you, at least be responsible to you as our diehard listeners and our diehard watchers to provide the best possible sales information on the planet.
Tom likes 12:15 on Mondays. Cool.
All right, Tom. Well, whatever awesome. You want is fine with us, Tom. If anybody wants 1:15, we'll do it at 1:15 again.
But you can watch the replay.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe 12:15 is too late. Maybe we should be doing it at 7
a.m.
Yeah, so the people in California have to get up at 5 to watch it live.
Yeah, that's a little early.
We don't care. Oh, we do care, California, I swear.
Oh, man.
But listen, the bottom line is this. It's information.
Hey, just for the record, it's like 7 o'clock here. So clearly we do care.
Oh, that's true. We haven't eaten dinner yet.
That's right.
Because no one eats dinner in Paris at 7 o'clock. If you go to a restaurant in Paris at 7, they're setting up. Anyway.
All right, guys. We'll try to do another live before we leave Paris in case you do have any sales questions this week.
Yeah,
we
just
want
for the heck of
to
it.
Hang out with you and see you again.
Post them up. If you have some questions, post them up. And we'll be more than happy to answer. Is Paris safe? Yes, Paris is safe. Is Paris friendly? It's mediocre friendly. Is Paris the most beautiful place on the planet? Yes, it is. Is there more culture here than any place in the world in one city? Yes, there is. And so it's a place for me to feel.
Amy wants to know where the wine, cheese, and bread is. Don't worry. It's right over there, like that way. And it's plentiful.
Yeah. This is the epicenter of culture in the world, and we're happy to be broadcasting from it and happy to be here for you, our diehards. And we will see you shortly back in the United States of America.
Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. And goodbye to Motivation Monday. And maybe we'll see Motivation Thursday or Friday. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Thank you.